Well, is the Clippers sale a done deal? Maybe not. Shelly Sterling's binding contract to sell the team to former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer may be called into question. Shelly says she made the $2 billion deal under, quote, her authority as the sole trustee of the Sterling Family Trust, which owns the Clippers. But attorneys for Donald Sterling say he's a co-owner, and he must agree to the deal first.
Let's see what's going on here. Sports attorney Richard Roth, founding partner of the Roth Firm in New York City, joins us live. Thanks for joining us again, Richard. Okay, Shelly Sterling says she can do the deal without her husband, and she also says he's not capable of making decisions. She's saying that he is unfit. Where does it go from here?
Well, changes every hour, this saga, the Sterling saga. But what happened was last week, Donald did authorize his wife in writing to sell the team on his behalf, and she had the proper authority. And now he's backpedaling. He put in very strong papers against the NBA attempt to expel him, and is claiming that she didn't have the authority. Notwithstanding, there is a signed contract with Steve Ballmer, who, if you don't know who he is, he's an extremely, extremely wealthy man. He is a man worth $20 billion, the 39th richest person in the world. He tried to buy the Kings a few years ago. He was at Microsoft for several years and as a CEO. And presumably, everyone but Donald Sterling, everyone affiliated with the NBA, will want this deal to go through. It increases the value of everyone, all the other owners' teams, and it also could put an end to this Donald Sterling craziness.
Yeah, what we want to just make sure we understand. I mean, now Donald's camp says that, no, I didn't say Shelly could sell the team. I said she can negotiate a deal. It sounds like he wants to do this on his terms, whereas we heard that Shelly originally wanted to sell the team on her terms. And who's shooting smoke over whose bow here?
Well, it's funny because they both are 50-50 owners of the team. And what may happen, this could either go very simply go away, in which case Donald goes ahead and changes his mind, allows Shelly to sell. They still walk away with a reported $660 million after the taxes are paid. And Donald sort of goes off on the horizon. On the other hand, because it's a 50-50 split, if Donald wants to fight the NBA, he could also fight his co-trustee of the trust, and we could have what could be very long litigation between the spouses on whether she had the proper authority to sell the team. So this is who knows. Every hour yesterday I was on, and we had heard you had mentioned there were some rumblings of possibly having a person who was interested in one of these people putting up the numbers. But today we know there's a signed agreement. So by tomorrow, by Monday, who knows where we're going to be?
Okay, if Donald Sterling does go along with it, then would there be any need for the league to have their vote on Tuesday?
That's a great question. Right now, the vote is scheduled. What the league will most likely do is put off that vote. If there's and the league has to see evidence of it, if there's a signed contract and Ballmer's come out with his own press release saying he's so excited about buying this team, he's tried before, then presumably, the NBA will put off that vote and will see if the Sterlings can iron out their differences. And instead of expelling him, the vote would be to approve the sale of the team, which is a better wrapped package. You don't want to vote to expel one of your owners.
I want you to speak, Richard Roth, to the $2 billion price tag and how this may be making other owners lick their chops a little bit. But I'm envisioning a time somewhere in the future of, and I'm being facetious, sold-out arenas where the cheap seats go for $1,500. I mean, how is this even a good business deal?
You're not even being facetious. It's crazy. The most recent sale of any NBA team was for $550 million last month to the Milwaukee Bucks. Now, granted, L.A. is one of the biggest audience gatherers. It's I think, the second largest, if not the largest, in the country. So, granted, it's worth a lot more. But there's never been a sale of an NBA team for, more than almost a quarter of what the price is. The Dodgers, we know, sold not long ago for $2.1 billion, but that's a baseball team, and there's far more games and there's far more revenues to be brought in. So I don't know. I mean, it is a tremendous amount of money to pay for this team. Tremendous amount. And what's going to happen is it's going to result, by definition, in the prices of the seats going up for the fans, for us, the fans.
Oh, well, that's not fun. But
no, it's not.
No. Well, thanks for that. I mean, of course, this is all going to unfold over the next couple of days, and we'll no doubt ring your office one more time.
Yeah.
Richard Roth, he's a sports attorney, founding partner of the Roth Firm in New York City.